So a problem in explaining how children learn language, a problem in teaching language to adults so that they don't make grammatical errors, a problem in programming computers to use language is which verbs go in which constructions. For example, the dative construction in English, you can say give a muffin to a mouse, the prepositional dative, or give a mouse a muffin, the double object dative. Promise anything to her, promise her anything, and so on. Hundreds of verbs can go both ways. So attempting generalization for a child, for an adult, for a computer, is that any verb that can appear in the construction subject verb thing to a recipient can also be expressed as subject verb recipient thing. A handy thing to have because language is infinite. You can't just parrot back the sentences that you've heard. You've got to extract generalization so you can produce and understand new sentences. This would be an example of how to do that. Unfortunately, there appear to be idiosyncratic exceptions. You can say Biff drove the car to Chicago, but not Biff drove Chicago the car. You can say Sal gave Jason a headache, but it's a little bit odd to say Sal gave a headache to Jason. The solution is that these constructions, despite initial appearance, are not synonymous, that when you crank up the microscope on human cognition, you see that there's a subtle difference in meaning between them. So give the X to the Y, that construction corresponds to the thought cause X to go to Y, whereas give the Y the X corresponds to the thought cause Y to have X.